Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Talking Games with Kelly and Andrew. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kelly.
Kelly, let's do it. Let's start the year.
Yeah!
If you're listening on day of release, it's New Year's Eve. But if you're not, which is, it's pretty likely you're not, because usually people listen in the days following, happy 2025 to you.
Happy New Year!
Oh, is that a little popper?
Pew, 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 pew,
pew. Oh, she's using the Google Meet, like, excitement things.
It's the new year. New year, new me. New flea.
I added to it.
If you were a bug.
So as you know, because you could see the title and the thumbnail, 2025 preview, we're here. We're going to do two parts. We're going to talk about all the games that are coming out in 2025. The big ones. Not all. There's a lot that we don't talk about, but I used my discretion to leave off games that I knew neither of us would have anything to say about. So, like, for example, just an example for you, Donkey Kong Country Returns HD is not on our list. We're not going to talk about it because I knew that I wouldn't have anything to say. And Kelly, I presume you would have nothing to say, right?
I actually have a lot to say.
Oh, that's interesting. And also, there's a chance I miss some stuff because it's hard to, like, get an accurate list. Like, right now, I am literally adding a game to the list because it popped into my head and I realized it was not included on the list. And I don't want to make people, like, please give us forgiveness is what I'm going to ask for if we miss a game. But we are here to give as comprehensive a list as we can of the games that we have things to say about.
Yes.
So we're going to start with all the ones that have dates, because there's actually not that many this year that have dates, but we'll get into it. It's going to be a big year, but we don't really know what it looks like as far as actual release windows yet.
Yes. So January, shockingly, a little bit empty. A little bit empty. The fuel tank is running a little bit empty for
January's
some
always
reason.
Like, I feel like January is generally paltry, but like this year, really paltry.
Yeah, there's really not a ton going on. So we'll just get straight into February, starting with Valentine's Day, February 14th. Would you like to fall in love with a samurai?
Kinda.
Would you like to fall in love with a ninja?
Yes.
Well, you just might if you play Assassin's Creed Shadows on Valentine's Day.
Okay. Are you going to play it?
I don't know. Probably not.
This
I
is
haven't
the first
played
time...
an Assassin's Creed game since 3. So.
Yeah, this is the first time I've been interested in Assassin's Creed in a long time. But also, like, it feels to me like it was inspired by Ghost of Tsushima, which, as the audience likely knows, PlayStation went ahead and made it so that I don't have to worry. Like, I might have played it because I feel like I need more Ghost of Tsushima in my life, but now, later this year, we're going to be playing more Ghost of Tsushima. So,
yeah,
that really made me lose a lot of interest in this game, which is not their fault. I didn't do that. It's not their fault that that happened, but it's hard to be excited when there's something more interesting in that same kind of vein coming soon.
Yeah. I think it's tough, too, because it's like, you know, they've really run the gamut of settings.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe they are starting to, like, oh, what next? Because we've kind of been all over the world, you know?
It feels like because they're finally doing Japan after people asking for so long that they're, like, kind of running out of ideas. And they're like, oh, okay, we'll do the one that everybody's asked for. And it's like, where do they go from here?
They could do, like, well, they did Vikings with Valhalla. They could do, like, South America.
Yeah. I mean, they could figure something out. But
yeah. There's plenty of places in this world that I'm not thinking of. Me, an ignorant American.
I'm curious to see how it's received. If it's really well received, I'll give it a shot. But at this point, I'm not particularly interested. I think it looks really, like, polished and well done, but I kind of don't care.
Yeah. I'd love, like, a demo. It's just
that,
a little taster.
That would be a good idea.
Just a little taste. Because it has been a while since we've had a new Assassin's Creed game, like a mainline game.
Yeah.
I think the last one was Valhalla, right?
Yeah, which came out with the PS5 in 2020.
Yeah. Wow. So, that's wild.
Big
well,
gap.
Yeah. Well, a couple days later, on the 18th, Obsidian is releasing Avowed, their first person. Well, I guess it's third person too, right?
Well, I don't actually know if you can switch to third person.
Okay, maybe. That's a good question. It is an RPG. No romance options, but, you know, that's not important to some people. I'm actually really excited for Avowed. I'll get more into it later, but I'm looking forward to this game.
You can drop it now, because I feel like, for me, I'm excited, but I'm really cautious about it. Because I feel like when we first saw it, it looked so good. Like the first time we saw an actual gameplay trailer, it looked so good. And since then, it's kind of been like up and down. Like some of the trailers have looked really good and some have looked terrible. And I'm like, I hope it's just kind of some marketing failure and not like a game that's hit or miss constantly while you're going through it. So yeah. I'm a little worried, but I am still excited.
Yeah, I am. I'm sort of in the same camp. I'm like of two sides, because to me, I'm like looking at the gameplay and I'm like, this doesn't look particularly great, but it doesn't really look bad. I am interested in the story and the characters. Like that is something that to me excels more in a game like in a game from Obsidian that I'd like to see more about. There's a character and they're voiced by the same voice actor, Brandon Keener, who voiced Garrus from Mass Effect. And Garrus has such an iconic voice. I'm very excited to hear him again. I mean, he did a ton of voices for Fallout 4, but he doesn't really do a ton of voice work outside of that. So he's very private, too. So it's, you know, it's been a while since he's been an alien in a video game. Not saying that this is an alien, but, you know, he's a blue guy. They're a blue guy.
Non-human creature.
Yeah. So, you know, all my Garrus feelings.
Are you definitely playing this game when it comes out?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I mean,
it's
on Game Pass, so.
Yeah. I got no reason not to.
Mm-hmm.
Also on the 18th, which is a game that I meant to put on my anticipated list but forgot, is Lost Records, Bloom and Rage. The first part is out in February. The second part is out in March. Same date on the 18th. This is kind of that Life is Strange-esque. Sorry, one second.
No. You can't chew on these. Now you're being bad all of a sudden? You were such a weeby little baby, now all of a sudden you're going to be bad? Ah, sick of this. None of that, please.
When she comes back, I'm going to ask if we can leave this in.
Okay,
Kelly, I have a very important question.
Yes?
Can I leave that in?
Sure.
Okay. That was that was exceptional. That was just so good, you talking to her.
Now everybody's going to hear my baby voice.
I have permission to leave that in?
Yeah, you can leave it in.
Okay. I even whispered to the microphone to the audience. I was like, I'm going to ask if I can leave this in.
Yeah. Okay. So well, now that you're leaving it in, I feel fine like going from where I'm
going. Just pick up where you left off about Bloom and Rage. Yeah.
Yeah. This is a sort of like... oh my gosh, Life is Strange-esque. Yeah, Don't Nod, like Life is Strange-esque story where you're like a teenage girl and something bad happened and there's tapes. And I will say, like, extraneously, I've been watching the show Yellow Jackets, which is about teenage girls in the 90s. So I'm already feeling like that's kind of the mood I'm feeling for this game. Teenage girls in the 90s, something really bad happens. So I actually am looking forward to this game. And I did mean to put this on my most anticipated, and then I forgot because there was another game that I really wanted to put on there because I'm excited for it. But
you could change your list or add another number, and I wouldn't like it.
That's scary.
We got time, so
that's true.
I'm excited for it. I think I'm more excited to see how you react. I really hope it lives up to your expectations. It's probably a little annoying. It comes out the same day as Avowed, though.
I know. I'm definitely going to be playing Avowed first, but we'll see. On the 21st. Sorry, did you have anything else you wanted to say about it? Okay. On the 21st, we're getting Like a Dragon Pirate Yakuza. Yakuza. Why did I say it like that? Yakuza in Hawaii.
What a title.
So, if any of those things, Hawaii, Yakuza, Pirate, if any Ship of combat. That really is sticking out to you, Skull and Bones, if any of that is really sticking out to you, keep an eye out on the 21st.
I, as the resident Yakuza fan, I'm undecided. I'm feeling a tiny bit burnt out on the series, so I might let this one pass me by. We'll see if it's really high quality, though. I'll give it a go.
Yeah, it definitely, I can feel that fatigue, and I don't even play them. I feel like just hearing you talking about them and like the journey that you went on like 2 years ago last year.
Yeah, 2021. No, 2020.
I thought it was 2022.
I think it started in 2021 and then it went into 20. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Anyway.
I felt exhausted just listening.
Oh, so it was very much a COVID endeavor to get through the main series, and then I kept playing because the series was still going.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
No, you're good. And then a week later, maybe the biggest game to some, coming out in February on the 28th, is Monster Hunter Wilds, the next mainline Monster Hunter game. Exciting.
Are you going to play it?
I don't know. I have a hard time with Monster Hunter. I get really excited and then I buy it. I pay for it with money. And then I play like an hour and I'm like, this is too overwhelming.
Yeah, that's how I felt, but I've never bought one. I just like play them on Game Pass and stuff.
Yeah.
On PlayStation Plus or Game Pass or anything.
I bought the one for Switch. I really liked it.
Yeah, that's why I thought this, because that was the most recent one. I thought maybe that would like keep you interested because it has a lot of the quality of life stuff that game had.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
I'm very keen to maybe try it, but I would not promise it. I think I'm thrilled for it because I think the audience deserves it and they're going to have a great time with it. And I know that. So good on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So February's packed, though. That's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
March is a little more narrow, but still has some good games in it. Starting on March 6th with the newly announced Split Fiction. That is the game from Hazelight. It Takes Two developers. Here's the suffering of this game. I'm excited for it, but I'm not certain I'm going to be able to play it. Because you need a second person, and I don't know who I could wrangle into coming over to play this. And I know you can play online, and you can, if you buy one copy, you get a second for free. But it's a long game. Like, it's not going to be like a 5 minute, like, it's not like a one time sit down. Like, if I could bring a friend over and finish it in one, 2 or 3 hour session, yeah, that'd be easy. But this is probably like a 10 to 15 hour game. So I'm not sure I'll logistically be able to play it, which is a little disappointing, but I really, really want to because I think it looks awesome.
Yeah. What about friend of the show?
I believe friend of the show, Cameron, has a person that he plays these games with. So
wow. He'd be cheating
on said person if he played it with me.
Wow. So. I see.
It's also, I feel like I'd rather play it in person. I feel like
it's
just, there's just a charm to it. So,
yeah,
I hope I get to play it, but I wouldn't put a lot of money. I feel like you should play it. You live with somebody who you play it with. The man of your house.
The man you live with.
Sorry.
I think I'd like to play It Takes Two with him first.
Yeah. That's
to see how he likes that. And then maybe if he does.
Because it's also free. It's on Game Pass. So I think it's on PlayStation Plus Premium too, which you already have. I might be wrong. So sorry, audience, if I lied. On the 20th we have Xenoblade Chronicles X Definitive Edition for Switch. We're definitely not going to be talking about a lot of Switch games because I don't think there's going to be a lot of Switch games next year for a very specific reason. But I'm very excited for this. I'm not certain I'll play it on release day. It depends on what's coming out around then, and also if we know about Switch 2 yet. March 20th we'll know about Switch 2 by March 20th for sure, because they've promised that. But I don't know if we would know the release date or anything, or like games that it comes with. So, but I am keen to return to this world. I loved it when it came out in 2015, but it did kind of have some flaws that I feel like a definitive edition could kind of iron out. And I really love the world, and I think it looks visually a bit better than it did originally. So that's something I'll have to wait and see on. 27th, we have Atom Fall. This is that game from the Sniper Elite studio. I think it looks really interesting. It's not a game that I would typically... I just turned on a full volume trailer. I thought it was muted. I just think it looks like a really cool world. Like this old-fashioned, like World War II-esque, but full of mechs world. And it looks like it has a lot going for it. It's like a survival game. Has survival mechanics. It strikes me as a kind of game, like, I know a lot of people who would play it, but it's something I don't know if I'll play, but it's on Game Pass, so I might give it a go.
Yeah. I think it's got in, there's a lot of interesting things happening in the trailer. And I think that, like, conceptually, it looks kind of cool. I struggle with, like, survival games because I feel like I just need a really strong story. I don't know how else to put that. So if the story's good, maybe I'll be in.
If you want a lot of narrative, you're probably going to get it if you play first Berserker Kazan. This is a weird one because I feel like it's been marketed very heavily. And I can't tell if it's like there's just a lot of money behind it and they just want people to know about it, even though it's not going to knock anything out of the park, or if it's truly a really special game that we're, you know, that's going to come out and blow all our socks off. It's, I feel like the marketing for this has been weird. Do you know what I mean when I say that? Like the way we've seen it, it's been so peculiar that I'm just really curious to see it come out.
Yes, me too. I'd like to see the actual game.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen like blinks of gameplay, but most of what we see is like cinematic stuff. And like at the Game Awards, they have this, and it's coming out in March 27th. The Game Awards just had like this really complicated cinematic trailer. And I'm like, the game's out in 3 months. Like, you should be showing it. We should know what it looks like more. I mean, we do, we can, but like if you're showing it at the Game Awards with all these millions and millions of viewers, wouldn't you want to show what it looks like what you'll be doing more?
Yeah.
I feel like this might be like a mirrors and glass, or mirrors and fog and mirrors, smoke and mirrors. That was really like a smoke.
You got there eventually.
Yeah, I said just all the things I needed to say to get there, but I got there.
It's okay. It's not like I was helping you. I was just like,
you were just staring at me like I was like you were looking at me through glass and fog.
Fog and glass.
I literally said fog and glass. Hey, I had like the right forms of matter.
That's true. That's true.
I'm really keen to see this game come out, though. I'm curious if it's kind of like, if it's a flop, I'll be interested to see how it goes.
Yeah, I feel that. I agree.
So, but that's all we got for actual release dates in 2025. That doesn't mean we're done talking about games. We got a couple games to talk about that don't have release dates yet.
We have quite a few. Quite a few. So we'll start with Baby Steps. Which was a game that was teased like Summer Game Awards, Summer Games Fest, I mean, or was it
Game Awards last year? This game was supposed to come out this 2024 and didn't.
Interesting.
So
it's kind of like the co-op style, like you control one limited time. It's the getting over it. You know, I have to get this game is designed to be infuriating, that sort of thing, where you play as this like big man child and you're like walking around. I thought it was, you know, the trailer's funny. It's not a game that I would ever play. And I don't say that to be like a hater. I would get so frustrated.
I really want to play it. And, like, I just think it looks really fun. And it looks like there's like a little bit more depth than like getting over it.
Yeah.
So I'm very keen to see how this goes. And I'm also curious why it's taking so long. It looks like there's like some story in it, which is funny. I'm sure it'll be like simple and silly, but like I'm really kind of excited to see this game, and I hope it's coming out soon.
Something interesting about this game is the main character he's like crazy caked up.
Yeah, I'm sure that's very on purpose.
He's wearing a onesie.
Mm-hmm.
His bottom is huge.
I don't know if I expected to talk about the bottom.
Sorry. I just feel like I needed to say it because I think there's literally jiggle physics for his butt. And I'm like, I'm hypnotized in this trailer.
By his butt.
Yeah.
I feel like every year we play the game where we guess release dates. And I'm excited to do it this year.
Yeah.
We'll just go back and forth, I guess. I'm going to guess this is coming out May 10th.
Okay.
Can I change the rules of this game we've been playing for years?
Yeah.
I feel like we shouldn't say dates. I feel like we should say early, mid, or late, and then the month. Because, like, picking a date feels kind of difficult. Also, I don't want to have the calendar open to see what day of the week that is.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'll just stick, like, I'll say early May.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Is it okay to change the rules, even though this is the fourth time we've played this game?
Yeah, I like those rules better anyway.
Okay. All right, early May is my guess.
I'm going to say mid June.
Mid-June. That makes that makes sense. Like a summer game. Summer little meme game that they can get up streaming.
Get up streaming.
Stream get like get it popular on streaming platforms, I mean, is what I should say. That sounds less weird. Darn it, I'm gonna take a walk.
You're gonna have to take a big walk because that's the next game we're gonna talk about. did you like that? This we got the reveal trailer for this at the last Game Awards. Or maybe last Game Awards. And it's made by the people who made Untitled Goose Game. There's a cat in this room right now who's acting like the goose from Untitled Goose Game, causing many chaos. Problems. Yes. Yeah. She's like, all of a sudden, she's like, wants to knock everything over. This is that online multiplayer, well, cooperative online walker talker. It kind of reminds me of that game. I don't know if you ever played it. It was popular like a month or two ago called Web Fishing, where you're like a little cat. You're like a little guy. Maybe you told me about it. No, my sister did.
I was going to say, I'm not familiar.
You're like a little guy and you just like go fishing with your friend, but and you guys talk to each other. It's like, it's really cute. It's nothing crazy. That's kind of the vibe I'm getting from this game. There does seem to be the objective of getting from one place to another by walking. But I don't know. I just, something about this game really has captured me.
I love it. I think it's super cool.
I like that, there's like the world is quite realistic, but then you've got these like little duck characters.
They're so abstract.
They are, and they're really cute. And I just feel like as we've talked about in many, many episodes, being able to be a little guy is kind of like what society hinges on, you know? We're all hanging on by a thread.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to play as a little guy is really all we have left.
I am truly thrilled for this game. I think it's really cool. It's a really unique concept. It almost feels like Death Stranding combined with Untitled Goose Game, which is a hysterical thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, I would never have guessed that, but I really am excited to see more. I hope we see it soon. You know, I obviously, if it doesn't come out soon, that's fine, I guess, but I want to see it soon so I understand kind of more about it. So
yeah, I think this is going to be a summer game.
What's your, do you have specific?
Maybe like August or September, early September.
I was going to say, I think it's going to be early December.
Oh, okay.
I feel like this game's going to take quite a bit longer than we want it to.
So I'm learning that the little guys are actually kookaburras.
Aww.
Because that's so cute. It's like an Australian game.
Yeah. Down under.
Well, there's no like about it. It is an Australian game. And they're kookaburras. Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. Do you remember that song?
No, I think you should sing more of it so I know what it is.
Eating I'm not even meaning I don't know that he song. Can see. Stop. Kookaburra, stop. Kookaburra, save some gum for me.
Oh, I love that.
We used to sing it in Girl Scouts. It's a little bit of Kelly lore for you. Back when I was... Kelly lore. Thank you. Back when I was a vault hunter. Just kidding. I've never played Borderlands, but
you
Borderlands.
Haven't? That's crazy.
No, I played the Telltale ones.
That's even weirder.
I might have played them a long time ago, like briefly, okay. Like maybe Borderlands 3. But I could not tell you a thing that happens except
3
for...
3 is recent, though.
Is it? I'm pretty sure it came out like 2019?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm checking right now, but I think it's 2019.
Borderlands 3?
Yeah. It came out in September 13th, 2019.
Well, then it was probably Borderlands 2.
I played 1 when I played 1 when 2 came out.
So this was announced a while ago. We got another trailer at the Game Awards. Well, we actually got a trailer at the Game Awards a week or two ago. Well, it'll be a couple weeks for listeners.
I was going to say, I don't want to do the math of when this comes out. Behind the curtain, we're recording multiple episodes. On December 22nd, we're recording our final episodes of the year all at once, so we could take a little breather during the holidays, which means I'm not going to try to figure out the math of when this comes out and when the Game Awards was relative to that.
Yeah, so if you hear me get progressively sillier, that's why, because I'm starting to I'm starting to crash out, as per usual. I'm crashing out.
That has nothing to do with the podcast, though.
No. I think this will be a fall launch. That's just the vibes I'm getting, maybe like October or November. November's winter, but that's just the, like, late fall is what I'm getting. That's just my, those are just my thoughts.
I'm going to guess mid-August.
Interesting.
I feel like this is a very summery game. I mean, I guess September would make sense because that's when the third game came out, but I feel like there's a world where I play this game.
Interesting. Is it this world?
It's not likely that it's this world.
Oh.
But I feel like if all the stars align, if it's really, really good, I might revisit it. But I think that's unlikely. I loved Borderlands 1, genuinely, when I played it. But I was, like, young. And when I tried to play Borderlands 2, I was like, oh, it's the same thing. And I quit. Like, it just felt like the same thing, so I quit. And I feel like it's been so long since that happened that maybe there's some nostalgia factor for me. But, like, the comedy would have to be toned down a lot for me to want to play it. And I feel like maybe they learned from those Tales of the Borderlands games. And they might pull it back a little bit. I don't know. I'm curious to see the release, and I hope it's not too Randy Pitchford filled.
Randy
Pitchford.
Yeah, I'm curious too. I don't really know how this is gonna go. I don't know. The trailer looked interesting. It looked like Borderlands. I mean,
yeah, it looked the same as everything else.
So, another game that does not have a date yet is the Clair Obscur Expedition 33, which was revealed back at Summer Games Fest.
I can't believe it was revealed so recently. It feels like this is the kind of game that we should have known about for, like, a long time, but it's already almost out.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually kind of excited for this one. I do kind of feel like it's going to get delayed. I don't know. I just have this weird feeling.
I feel like it's, I don't know if I would say delayed. I just think it's going to be later in the year. Like, I was thinking mid-October.
Definitely later. Yeah, definitely later in the year.
Which kind of annoys, because I feel like it's small, like it's not a full price game, which shocked me when I found that out. But, and I mean, the cast is stacked, the gameplay looks really polished.
Yeah, it's interesting gameplay too. It's like it's turn based, which is quite different for what we've seen from like a Western RPG in the past couple of years.
Well, especially with this visual style, like this realistic looking art style, but it has like so much flair in the combat. It's so clearly inspired by Persona 5.
Oh yeah, so. It's really beautiful. I'm looking forward to this game, but like I said, I'm fearful that it might get pushed just because.
Do you think it'll make 2025? Yeah, there's nothing wrong with saying no.
I just don't know. It's really hard to tell. I feel like we actually haven't been getting as many delays lately. I mean, I know like Avowed was delayed, and so was Assassin's Creed, but I don't know.
Little delays, a couple months, you know?
Yeah, I feel like we haven't gotten a really big one. So we're either not doing that anymore, or we're like way overdue for one. So we'll see.
The thing about like 2025 is it feels kind of quaint. Not quaint, but like there's not too many games. So I feel like it's realistic for most of these to hit 2025. Whereas previous years, I feel like we've had so many games and we're like, whoa, but part of the problem is that half of them don't make it.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited. I'm really excited for this game. I have like a level of cautious optimism.
Yeah, same.
Because I don't want to get too overly excited and then be disappointed when it comes out if it's not quite that perfect game.
Yeah, same. So. Something really weird just happened when I opened up the Death Stranding 2 trailer.
What happened?
It like picked up. I don't think I've watched this trailer before. And it picked up at a random spot.
It probably, maybe the way I linked it to you.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Is that the next game we're going to talk about?
Yes, the next game that we does not have an announced date yet, other than 2025, is Death Stranding 2 on the beach. I can't help but think of, like, in the Barbie movie, when they're like, Ken, what's your job? And he's like, my job is beach. Something about that. And Death Stranding on the beach is just really sticking in my brain right now. So,
what's
anyway.
Your job? Walk.
Walk. Deliver package. drink Monster Energy drink.
Of course, drink Monster Energy drink. I was shocked we didn't get a release date or a trailer at the Game Awards this year. I think because the last time we saw it, it was such a thorough trailer, I'm not worried about it being delayed. I also feel like Kojima has a pretty good history of releasing the games when they're supposed to. They just take a long time to get that release date. So I'm going to guess like late July.
Yeah. When was the first Death Stranding? Was that like an April game?
No, that was almost holiday. I think it was November of 2019.
Oh, wow.
So it was right before the pandemic. Yes. A few months.
I was going to say, I do remember people playing it during the pandemic.
Yeah. So I'm really excited for this game, genuinely. I think I like the first one quite a bit, but this one looks like it kind of is taking a direction that's more self-indulgent, if that's possible. And I think it's gonna be a fun time. I really do.
I'd like to see what level of like self-indulgent we can get. I want to see just how far Kojima can go and how far they'll let him go.
This might be the most self-indulgent game he ever makes. I wouldn't be shocked.
I absolutely believe it is, just based on all the people in it. But
I mean like ever, including like the future, because that horror game I think is going to be more like a little bit more toned back and horror focused and not so much silly, and then that action game will probably be like self-indulgent but more action-y, whereas this game's just pure nonsense. And who knows if he'll make any other games besides those two.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
like he's
right.
Old. So, sorry, didn't mean to drop that crazy thought on you.
Yeah. I think like summer is what I'm feeling, but we'll see. And then finally, just to round out this first part of this episode, another D for you, Deltarune.
Why did you set it up like that?
I don't know. I'm feeling silly.
You're crazy.
I told you I'm crashing out. Deltarune chapters 3 and 4 are slated to release for 2025. Will they happen? I don't know. Mr. Fox, the clocks is tickings.
I think it will. I think the way he promised it with such veracity and also took chapter 5 off the table for now makes me think that, yeah, these will probably come out in like, when did the first game come out? September, right?
Sure.
I think it's going to be September. I think it'll be on that. How many year anniversary would that be? 10?
Oh my God.
Yeah, if it came out in September, it'd be the 10th anniversary of Undertale, so.
Wow. What a journey.
Yeah. I'm thrilled for this game. I love chapters 1 and 2, and I think playing two different chapters at once will be really cool. So, and also that gives me plenty of time to replay chapters 1 and 2 before that.
Yeah.
And this game's going to cost money, so there's probably more to it, hopefully.
Shmoney.
Mm-hmm. 2025 is off to a dense start.
Dense, like a really good cake. Like a really good brownie. It's dense. Put a little bit of powdered sugar on top. Maybe a scoop of ice cream. Some whipped cream, a cherry. Some pecans. Some pecans, if you're fancy. Uh-huh. I say pecans. No, I don't. I say pecans. No. I feel like I switch it up. Like Caribbean. I switch that up sometimes.
What are we talking about?
Okay, you're right. Hey, thanks for listening so much to this episode of part one of our 2025 preview. Stay tuned. Oh.
This year of Talking Games.
Oh.
This is the end of 2020. This is our last 2024 episode. This is coming out New Year's Eve.
Oh. Wow.
You okay? That looked, you looked apprehensive and emotional.
It's just so time goes so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
If you listen to this on release day, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Did you have a nice New Year's Eve, Andrew?
Listen, I get that you're like doing a thing, but also like this episode's coming out on the 31st. So you, even if we pretend this is live, I won't have an answer yet. It will not have happened. This is coming out at 8 a.m. on December 31st.
Did you have a nice New Year's Day? Did you have a nice Valentine's Day? Did you have a nice St. Patrick's Day?
Why wouldn't you ask
Day?
Me if I had a nice Christmas? Like, that would be correct.
I don't. It's not Christmas time yet. Why would I ask you that?
I'm just...
Why would I ask you if you had a nice Christmas if Christmas hasn't happened yet? Like, what?
I feel like I am going insane. Truly. I'm gonna be sappy next episode and thank everybody and stuff. But I'm gonna save that for next week. So you can hear that in the second half of our 2025 preview. We got a lot to talk about in that one. Maybe some Switch 2 discussions.
Maybe we're going to Switch 2 the next episode.
Oh, nice. Hey. Episode 150 is also the next episode. 150.
Wow. Yippee.
Anyway.
Well, thanks everybody so much for listening. I hope you had a great holiday. I hope that you will continue to have a more nice holidays. I hope that you had a really great 2024. I hope that you have a good day. Okay, thanks for listening.